right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Adam Small. Welcome, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, your resume is a mile long. I mean, you've done so much in your 20-plus years of music business experience, a session touring bassist, TV composer, a music consultant. You have businesses. How do you find time to do all this stuff?
I don't.
Nice. Yeah.
I'd like to say that sleep is overrated, but that's just me trying to make myself feel better about my situation. I think that the most important thing about being a musician, and, you know, I've been a professional musician, like you said, for a long time, for 20 years or so or more, and I haven't had another job, so you're a freelancer, and that's, I always try to tell people if I'm in doing music consulting or anything else, that, you know, no one's going to get you work except for you. It's not like you get out of law school and you have a law degree and then you have these options set forth by your degree. As an artist, and nothing against being a lawyer, that's difficult. But as a musician, no matter what degree you get or what training, it's still up to you every day to get work and to hustle. And that's just kind of part of my DNA at this point. You know, I've been doing it so long. I multitask. I always push forward. I'm always looking towards the next thing because that's how you make a living in this industry. And you have to use your creativity for good, not for evil, not for self-destruction.
Right. And you really are the master of your, you know, destiny. It sounds cliche, but you are. You can probably get as little or as much work as you want. Of course, the talent has to be there, too. People have to care about what you're doing. But, you know, especially nowadays, there's so much competition out there. There's so many different avenues of fans like me finding new music, still loving the old music that I grew up with, and wondering what's out there now. And you kind of pick and choose, and it all goes by so quickly that it is kind of hard to make your place in the business.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's difficult to make a name for yourself, but it also weeds out people that are serious about it and that are a little lazy.
Oh, I see it all the time. I talk to people who from all over the world who are, you know, really, really good, or they have a couple good songs, and then you want to see what's going on 6 months later and you can't find them. And I know groups don't all stay together 50 years or whatever, but you'd think that they'd be doing something else. And I just wonder how many people burn up and just get lost in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, there's things you can do, and again, these are things I talk about on my website, and I've written blogs about this, and I talk about this to anyone I consult, is that it's important to stay not just relevant, but on the tip of someone's tongue, for instance. So back in the day, let's say you went on tour, say you're a sideman or a sidewoman, and you're playing with Beyonce. And you get off the road, if this happened 20 years ago even, you'd have to go out to all the venues, you know, where people play and tell them, hey, I'm back in town, hey, I'm back in town, like, this is what I just did, I did all that, you know, like, and kind of not brag, but tell people what you were doing and that you're around and that you're available for work.
Yep.
But now, that's online, that's social media. I mean, you still have to go out and do those things, but that's not the sole way people know what you're doing and if you're around. So that you don't have to be a sideman. You can be a songwriter if you have something going on, and it's important that people post regularly. You don't have to have a million fans or followers. There's ways of growing that base, but like, it's important that people, like you said, don't fall off the face of the earth. Like,
yeah,
you can't just post when you have a new record out, or else people are just going to think, wow, all this person does is try to sell me a used car once a month. Like,
yeah,
you know, post about, people want to get to know you, and they want to get to know what you're doing when you're not doing music. And people buy the human element. And, there's a lot to be said about that.
I do it on Facebook myself. I like to have a balance. I have an Artist Connection Podcast page, but I get the most activity and I have the most friends and interaction or whatever on my personal site, you know, because I like to put pictures of what I'm doing or where I am or what's going on. And by the way, listen to this new record I just heard. I love it. Here's the link. And,
right,
you know, here's a link to my latest interview, but here's the kids.